This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Wetter weather leads to enhanced disease pressure. We'll have more from AgriGold right after this.
Frasco Flats, live. August 12th, 8 p.m. at Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
I like the sound of that.
Country music's greatest vocal group, Frasco Flats. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office.
Ready for some summer nights, so come on.
Frasco Flats, live.
We've had a very successful crop year, but the intense amount of moisture recently has led to some concerns. Emily Prevo, an AgriGold agronomist in southern Iowa, said farmers are worried about water pooling and nitrogen runoff from all the rain.
Overall, we had a very smooth go around with planting, not a ton of replant. With that being said, though, we did have very adequate moisture as we went through the growing season. I think guys are very aware of that. We've had a lot of heavy rainfalls, but very consistent, very adequate moisture, which has been a blessing in exchange for the last few years where we've had a lot of drought areas. With that heavy moisture, though, I would also say, though, nitrogen shortage might be an issue in some areas, and just some ponding and those effects might play into things as far as well as some leaf disease as we move into later this fall and in harvest. So,
since we are seeing enhanced disease pressure, Prevo said crop scouting is critical moving forward.
As we move into the next couple weeks here, scouting for disease is going to be extremely important. I think it's something that's been important already that we've been on top of. I would say this year we have seen disease a lot earlier than the last couple years as well. We've seen disease, especially like tar spot, move in late in the first of September timeframe in a lot of areas the past couple years. And this year has kind of been a different story. And so as we continue to move into fall, it's going to be extremely important just to scout for that. I know a lot of guys have put their fungicide on already, and maybe if you haven't, that's something you definitely could be looking into or considering.
For more information or to find your local agronomist, visit AgriGold.com. For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.